Creek, Mr. Brower.
Okay, there we go.
I gotcha. Jimmy, do you have headbutts?
No, I can hear you, Mike. Can you hear me?
I know. I know, but you had a little bit of feedback. So do you have them? If you got them, I'd ask you to put them in.
I think Michael has enough.
Thank you.
Robin, we didn't do a check at home station. Can you unmute and just respond back or have answers?
We're good.
Gotcha. Hear you. Just one housekeeping. If you have your cell phones by, could you at least put them on silent or mute so they're not going off during the meeting?
Andy's not, oh, I was going to say he was not leave.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order at 7, and we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mrs. Gates, would you conduct the roll call, please?
Mr. Bryan?
Here.
Mr. Holden?
Here.
Mr. Galena?
Here.
Dr. Ledney?
Here.
Mr. Mash is absent. Mr. Palo? Joey? He's here.
Yes.
Yeah, here.
Mr. Spinnis?
Here.
Mayor Thomas? Mayor Thomas? Mike?
You're on mute, Mike.
Sorry. Here.
Manager Fermanchik?
Here.
Sister Green?
Here. Okay. The minutes have been put out in the meeting packet for approval, so the approval of the minutes for the April 14th, 2020 meeting.
Hi, this is Doug. I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
This is Mike. Joe, I'll second. Okay, go ahead, Joe. Joe's got the second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Meeting passed. Minutes passed. I am looking at the screen. I do not see any visitors, but I will make the announcement. Any recognition of visitors? Okay. We are moving on. Item number 5, correspondence. Are there any questions or comments? Moving on, item agenda number 6, business item approval of the payroll for April 9th and 24th of 2020.
Motion.
Joe Palo, second. John Holden makes the motion. Joe Palo seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. Approval of the bills for April of 2020.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion.
There's a motion.
John, I'll second it.
There's a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item number 7. The borough report, cash balance, treasurer's report.
The only thing I want to tell everyone about that is that we opened a new account for emergency management so that we can pay bills out of that and be reimbursed from FEMA when the time comes in.
And is that just a checking account or savings account?
It's just a checking account.
Checking account. And Robin, question, with respect to just activities in general, any overages or any stressors that are being put on the budget, or is it more of a underperformance of not needing these monies?
Right now we're doing fine right now. The only thing I can remember seeing that was a little bit higher was the supplies, but that's only because whenever we saw them, we got them, you know, such as cleaning stuff. Toilet paper, things like that.
Okay. Okay. And you guys are well supplied with all that stuff at the borough office?
We're good
employees.
Now.
Employees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So we're going to move on. So council liaisons, I reached out to Bob the Dad and did not get anything back from him from the fire department.
so I have nothing from the fire department. Let's go around the horn. How about with the school? Dr. Ledney?
Right now, everybody knows school's out of session for the rest of the school year, so it's kind of up in the air as to if schools will go back in the fall. That's still kind of to be determined. Keeping it between us, I think that you'll find an answer to that in the next month, month and a half, as the fiscal year ends. And obviously, say around 4th of July, give or take, that'll give the schools a month, month and a half to prepare if they do go back or if they don't go back. And there's been a lot of different scenarios thrown out as in terms of a staggered start, meaning certain grade levels could go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, certain grade levels Tuesday, Thursday, still continuing some virtual learning online type of platforms, and also even starting the school year a bit earlier in terms of the traditional last week of August. That way, if, God forbid, there was a second risk to hit us, there'd be that built-in time. The schools could be out for a little bit before it really drastically affected the end of the following school year. So those are just talk right now, different scenarios that may be put into play. So, I'd like to kind of keep that to ourselves rather than getting out. But it's still to be determined. I think finishing up, I think in the next month, month and a half, I think we'll know more.
I also want to extend a congratulations with the most recent acknowledgement of excellence with Wimber School of being number one in the area and a very high ranking in the state. So please pass that on to your colleagues and peers. That's something to make our town very proud. So Dr. Ledney, please do that on our behalf also. Thank you.
Sure, appreciate that, and that's community-wide. It's a whole community to do that. So, thanks to everybody too for the support.
Absolutely. Moving along, municipal authority.
Yeah, I got a contact from them last night in regard to not being able to open up, and they're kind of getting to the point of dire straits with some finances. They wanted me to let everyone know that they're hoping if they can open up, they think they can survive. If they can't open up, there's a potential that they feel like they might have to, it may tank. So they just want everybody to be aware that they're in dire straits. They've got nobody working at the moment, and they're cutting costs anywhere they can. But that's kind of where they're at the moment. They said even if they could just get some classes up and running, that would help out a lot, but they're basically strapped, and they applied for federal funding, the Federal Paycheck Protection Act, and they're considered a government agency because they got denied.
So they're kind of, I see an advertisement for them for day camp. Aren't they taking enrollment for day camp?
They're down. I think they had 20 enrolled, and I think they typically expect 140. So they're still hoping to go through with that, but sign-ups have been way down. They've been doing a lot of refunds on pavilion rentals if people are canceling.
So, Jim, you may know the answer to this. So with respect to maintenance up there, if they are not able to make their payroll from a just cutting of the grass and just general upkeep up at the park, is that going to fall to our public works, or how might this pan out? You know, we get some rain and it's cool and grass starts cutting and they're not paying people or trying to or having a hard time with that. How might that work out?
Well, I would have to say, first of all, I was under the impression that Matt was still working because I've been on the phone with him numerous times over the past couple of weeks, and he's been up at the park almost every time. But needless to say, if things would go south on them, naturally, it being our property, we would have to move in a direction to make sure it's maintained. So I would just have to say that we'll hope that doesn't happen, but if the unfortunate does happen, yeah, we have to step in and make sure it's done.
Question for, related to disaster declaration. If we have to use public works to go up there and perform maintenance or do work or whatever, would their labor be covered under the disaster declaration?
No.
No, because it's confines of a regular job assignment. That's part of their job is maintain borough property. So if it was something that you had to call them out in the middle of the night or something like that, then the provisions kick in. But as far as regular job duties, it's not covered under the declaration.
Well, yeah, but the public works doesn't cut grass at the park. That's under the municipal authority.
Right, I understand, but borough property...
I'm not arguing with you, Anson. I'm just,
No. The way it reads is basically they do property maintenance as well as keeping up with borough property, so that's within their confines of their job. That's all.
So that would just be deploying our guys working it in if it comes to that.
Well,
if it comes to that,
if this does happen, again, we're sailing uncharted waters. We could take a step back and maybe consider hiring the two people, Melissa and Tom, who work for them part-time. Maybe we could be in a position where we might be able to afford to pay them part-time and just maintain the park. But again, that's something to think about, and we'll have to crunch those numbers later. But truth be told, our guys being the public works department, they have a lot of work in the summer, and just cutting grass alone keeps them tied up. But I guarantee you, one way or the other, we'll make sure it's done, and we'll be cautiously optimistic that everything works out in their favor.
If it comes to that, I've got several people with extra energy that they got to burn off that'll cut that grass.
Live on Grove Avenue, Anson, by chance?
They may live in the vicinity.
All right. As a matter of clarification, I do believe Matt is still working, but everybody else is laid off in the within their group.
Okay. Any other questions, comments on Municipal Authority? No. Anybody else? Council liaison report. Okay. All right, we're going to move on. Mayor's report, please.
Okay. Wednesday, April 15th, I participated in the PSAB webinar. It was FEMA DCED update for government officials. They've been having a lot of webinars, so bear with me here. Thursday, the 16th, I attended the Wimber Emergency Management Planning Meeting. The update on supplies and ambulance response to COVID patients. Monday, April 20th, I participated in a conference call with seven other mayors in southwestern Pennsylvania with Senator Bob Casey regarding the needs and concerns from the COVID pandemic. It was a very good call. Whether we get any results out of it remains to be seen. They're all mayors from our similar towns like ours, I think Aliquippa, a lot of smaller towns. He listened, that's all I can say. He didn't promise anything, but we'll see what happens. I issued a proclamation on Sunday, May 3rd, 2020 for Bells Over Pennsylvania Day. Threefold purpose of the initiative was to recognize first responders, healthcare workers, and employees of grocery stores, pharmacies, and other life-sustaining businesses who have maintained essential services while at risk of infection from COVID-19. To show solidarity with elected officials and residents of municipalities across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, all of whom are fighting COVID-19 on the front lines together, and to demonstrate collective resolve that Pennsylvanians will prevail over COVID-19 and work tirelessly to ensure that their businesses and civic life will thrive once again. At 7 p.m., all the Pennsylvania churches were encouraged to ring bells for 3 minutes, 1 minute each for the above purposes. Most churches in Wimber did participate, and I thank them. Wednesday, April 29th, I participated in another webinar, The Right to Know and Sunshine Act During an Emergency. Thursday, April 30th, DCD Emergency Planning and Community Risk Teleconference, and Thursday, April 30th, PSAB webinar, COVID-19 Managing Heart and Lung Claims, and that was very interesting also. One other thing, I met with the school district this afternoon, but I haven't had time to really write anything up yet, but they're planning a graduation ceremony, sort of, and they wanted to clue us in on that. What they're planning on doing is they're going to do it by motor vehicle. What they'd like to do, now they wanted me to present this tonight so we get your input. You know, if there's any problems, we don't do it. What they would like to do is, I have pictures here. I don't know if you can see these or not. Can you see? They're too small to see. But I'll get with everybody later. I can send them. What they want to do is line, there's 85 students. They want to line them up at the park in their cars with their families, okay? Then they would like to have a little parade down the Graham Avenue and up Graham Avenue to the school where they'll go around the back of the school. They'll enter by the gym, go around the back of the school, and then line up on, Cambria Avenue and by the old office there, okay? And then they'll come into the new entrance, and they'll have a point there where the student will get out of the car, family will stay in the car, the student will walk up to the stage, they'll be presented their diploma, they'll walk back, they can take a picture or two, they'll walk back down to a designated area, and the parents will come around in the car and pick them up and take them back out. They just wanted to get the feeling of everyone, make sure that they could do this. I didn't see any problem with it, but what's your thoughts?
I don't see a problem with it myself, but I think it's nice that they're making an arrangement to have some kind of commencement.
Yeah, I do too. And they didn't want to use the stadium for something like this simply because of the traffic down there on the four-lane highway. They thought it would be better to keep in town. And Andy, I'll be touching base with you on that. You know, you're going to need a little bit of extra police that evening. I believe it's Thursday the 28th. I'll stop down and talk to you.
Hey, Mike.
I think that's a nice idea.
Mike,
it's Joe. Are they going to be going down 160 from the park?
Yes.
I think they need a parade permit to go down that road.
Yeah. Remember the mini bike reunion a year or two ago?
Well, we used to have the senior class picnics up there, and we also had the some of you guys may remember when you were in school, you know, we would have graduation practice, and we would have the parade, so to speak, go up to the park, and that's where we had the picnic for the seniors at that time. To my knowledge, and Ann, people tell me if I'm wrong, or Joe, we never got a parade permit there, and we did use one.
Just to clarify, the situation with the mini bikes was because they weren't registered or plated.
Okay.
Joe, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Joe's right. I mean, technically, it is a parade. Technically, if on a state route, technically it would need a permit. But since there's no legalities with it, like the motorcycles obviously were illegal, but we didn't allow it. I think we'll be okay to just bring them down and take them up there. I don't think it would be a problem with it. We could have them up blocking off the road, and they're going just through the school, so it's not like they're going anywhere else. The road won't be shut down.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that.
I think also we should get the fire company involved.
Yeah, they're going to contact the fire company. Glennie Gay is going to handle that end of it. And like I said, if we can get maybe two officers out that night to assist, I think they'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I'll get Vince to be out that night, and we'll have three guys out. So
that'd be good.
No problem to do that.
Great.
And I talked to Vince tonight, so I knew about it. I just talked to
him. Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Date on that again, Mike, is the 28th?
Let me double check here. It says it's all came up this afternoon, and I didn't have a chance to check my scribble notes.
That's a Thursday.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, they would start. They're going to start at like 5 o'clock. Was it like 5 o'clock, 5:30?
They're going to start lining up about 5:30, and they're going to come down, I think, around 7, somewhere like that.
He made it sound like it'd be earlier than that because he said
it may be.
He expected it to be like 3 hours.
Yeah, it may be, but Andy, I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, it's Thursday, May 28th, and they want to use the, if it would happen to rain or something, they'll do it the next night, Friday night, the 29th. Yeah, 5:30 to 7 o'clock. There's 85 seniors, so whatever time it would take to get the 85 through there. So is everybody okay with that? I got to call Joe tomorrow just to let him know that, you know, there's no objections or anything like that.
No, I think it's good to go, Mike.
Okay. I'll give him a call in the morning. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, one thing we talked to him is I know, obviously, it's going to be one car to their immediate parents, but you know how that goes. Look, your grandparents may want to be in a car by them or do it. But you have to, there really would have to be just one car.
Yes, only one car per person, and they're going to give them a number up at the park, so they're going to take care of that. Now, they're going to have some extra teachers come probably to watch for stragglers, the people that want to try to walk up in there. We talked about that today, too, so we'll iron all those little logistics out, but I think they know that's going to happen. Yeah. That's all I got, guys.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Mike. Manager's report, please.
Okay. First of all, I'll talk about the stormwater project on Jackson Avenue in Bumgarner Heights. It's my understanding, after having conversations with James Excavating, that they will begin preliminary work on May 18th, and they expect to be actually putting pipe in the ground beginning the first week of June. And by preliminary work, that's verifying their levels for their precast concrete catch basins and also moving water lines. So it's nice to see that that's finally going to start. 710, 712 Graham Avenue, demolition is underway. Anson sent me some pictures this afternoon. It looks like they're a couple days away from being cleaned up. And what I would like to do is move in a direction where we advertise the property and can open bids at our June 9th meeting. And if council is in agreement with that, I'd like to have a motion to authorize the sale of 710 Graham Avenue by sealed bids in accordance with the provisions of the Borough Code of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I'll make a motion, this is John.
This is Mike Bryan. I will second that. Okay, we got a motion. And all in favor, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, the motion carries.
Okay, thank you, Council. The grievance with former Officer Jason Nipple, no new developments in that regard. 2020 street paving. Quaker Sales has been in a process where we have given them the signed contract for paving, and as of today, they tell me that they will begin milling on this Friday, and we can expect to see paving taking place on Monday and Tuesday. The ballroom feasibility study, Attorney Green reviewed the proposals from Upstreet Architects and CJL Engineering. They both meet expectations. That being said, CJL was notified to proceed at an amount of $4,800. There was a site meeting on May 6th. John Venzen represented the Economic Development Committee, and I asked the Recreation Director, Matt Grohol, to be in attendance. And they were up in about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes, and Matt and John have both gotten back to me with pertinent information. And CJL Engineering tells me that they expect to have the study completed by the end of June. Codes Enforcement Officer Anson has applied for Pennsylvania Justice Network, also known as JNET, this application allows him to check for valid plates and registration on abandoned vehicles without having to contact the police department. This application for this technology requires approval of a resolution by council, and that will be on your list under new business. Building code official status. Since Anson is now a certified BCO or building code official, the Department of Labor and Industry requires formal notification that Robert Sweeney, known to most of us as Clem Malott, will no longer serve the borough in that capacity. Council will need to approve Anson as the borough's BCO this evening. Again, that takes place under new business. The possibility of adopting a tax resolution. Property taxes must be paid by June 30th. Payments made beyond that time are subject to fees and penalties. Some communities are giving consideration to extending that period till December 31st of 2020. Council might consider discussion of moving in that direction, and in order to do so, we will have to adopt a resolution at this evening's meeting, and again, that will take place under new business. Currently, 74% of our active tax accountants have been paid. By extending it to the end of the year, we face losing $3,060 based on penalty fees, and the tax collector would lose 5% of their income, which comes up to roughly $150. As the county commissioners have approved an extension for county taxes on May 5th. And just for general knowledge, that includes property tax and per capita tax. And again, that will come for discussion and vote under new business. FEMA reimbursement, in order to be reimbursed for any bills from the COVID-19 pandemic, the borough will need to adopt a resolution at tonight's meeting. That will take place under new business. The June 2nd primary election, after having conversation with Tina Pritz, the director of the county's Board of Elections and Registration, I offered an opinion that in the best interest of safety to poll workers and our citizens, that we contain the in-person ballot procedure to take place at one polling place, and the polling place that I thought would fit the bill would be the community building, simply because you have your main entrance, you walk to the gym area to cast your vote, you can exit through the side door. That eliminates having to practice social distancing at the main entrance. And that was formally approved by the county commissioners at this morning's meeting. I also offered the opinion that since the other polling places would not be in service, that extra money that they would receive goes to the community building, because there will be an extensive amount of cleanup before and after the event. The Memorial Day program in Wimber, this has begun to be a political football. The Veterans Association in the borough naturally has to answer to other groups that oversee their activity. As of this point in time, what will happen is on May 25th, Memorial Day, there will be a ceremony at the Veterans Park that will not involve the public. They will simply do the rifle salute, play taps, and place a wreath at the monument. In other news in that area, they still will go ahead and place flags throughout the cemeteries to all veterans that have served from Wimber Borough. And Andy, did you happen to get in touch with Bob Pertaunt yet and see what service they needed from the police?
Jim, no, I have not. But I might talk to them, whatever they need.
Okay. I'm sure he's looking forward to talking to you, but that's good. And next on the items here, disabled veteran tax exemption. Apparently, there was a mistake made by the Pennsylvania State Veterans Commission in advising a Blair County resident who has relocated to 811 Cameron Avenue in the borough of Wimber.
the new borough resident is dealing with a disability that occurred while in service to our country. To that end, council will need to discuss and possibly approve an exemption from the spring taxes. And this is a five-year exemption, and I was interested to find out when I questioned the exemption that there are two other citizens in the borough of Wimber that received the exemption. So again, that is something that will be discussed under new business. Municipal separate stormwater system, recently we submitted our annual MS4 report to DEP. Over the past few years, we've made great strides in our MS4 permitting and program. We continue to identify and implement best management practices. Please remember to pass on the importance of not using stormwater catch basins as dumping grounds, the importance of eliminating and controlling runoff from construction sites, lawn fertilizers, pet waste are imperative. The rain washes these commodities into our storm drains and directly into creeks, streams, lakes, and into coastal waterways, including the Chesapeake Bay. For more information on stormwater management and the borough's MS4 program, please advise your constituents to visit wimberborough.com and click on stormwater. Also, since I've submitted my report, you remember me talking in the past about the railroad crossing close to 17th Street and Graham, or right near the town tavern. In the fall, the owner of that truck did not comply with requests by the PUC and PennDOT to permanently repair the tracks. And at this time, it is my understanding that the Public Utility Commission and PennDOT will work together to repair the tracks along with the intersection of 21st Street and Graham, which has a large hole that is caused by heavy triaxle and coal truck traffic, and 100 feet of 17th Street extending from Somerset Avenue towards Rowland Street. You've heard me talk a lot in the past about our status in our levee inspections going from unacceptable to active. I've been pushing the United States Army Corps of Engineers to a formal notification. I did receive that formal notification in an email last week that gives us the likelihood, or maybe the gratification is a better word, that we already have the status. So again, just for everybody's knowledge, if the unfortunate would happen, in that case of being a flood, that any damage to borough property we would be liable to federal funding for. The opening of the borough offices. I talked to Anson about this yesterday and today. I also found out from the county commissioner's office that all county offices will open to the public on May 18th. Anson and I agreed that it would be best for us to set our target date on the 25th. That gives us an extra week to make sure that everything's working smoothly and there's not a problem. And again, we have an obligation for the safety of the public as our employees. I believe that when that time comes and we do open our offices to the public, that we naturally restrict entrance into that building to the front door counter area. I think it would be best if you kept the back door locked, as those who park in the back would walk around the front of the building and conduct their business at the front door. And I think it's important too that we do this because it sends a message of normalcy coming back in fact to the public as well. Other than that, that's all I have. If you have any questions, comments, I'm ready to field them. Everything else?
Yeah, I have no problem with extending another week with respect to that. So the 25th is Memorial Day, so then technical opening date would be the 26th, which would be Tuesday.
Right.
So, yeah. Any questions, comments on that?
The only thing is I mentioned to Robin, too, and Anson, there'll be a responsibility by the office staff to keep the counter wiped down, keep the doorknobs wiped off. So after that, I believe we'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on then, solicitor's report, please.
The only thing I have is I've heard nothing back from Joan Albright's attorney, her bankruptcy attorney. I don't know if his office is open or not, so we'll just wait. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on. Starting new business. So item A under new business was the approval of the resolution number 2020-2, Wimber Borough Codes Officer, the scope of authority. Scope of authority is needed to apply for originating agency identifier known as ORI. You all have a copy of that?
This is John. I'll make a motion.
Mike Bryan will second that. Do you have a roll call, Mrs. Gates?
Mr. Holden?
Yes.
Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
Mr. Galena?
Yes.
Dr. Ledney?
Yes.
Mr. Palo?
Yes.
Mr. Spinnis?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Mash is absent.
Okay. Item B, the approval of change in building code official known as BCO, Anson Bloom, to replace Robert Clem Mellott.
I make a motion.
I'll second it. This is John.
Okay, we have this first and a second. Mrs. Gates, would you please conduct a roll call?
That's Spinnis, right?
Spinnis.
Mr. Spinnis?
Yes.
Mr. Holden?
Yes.
Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
Mr. Galena?
Yes.
Dr. Ledney?
Yes.
Mr. Palo?
Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Mash is absent.
Okay. Moving on. Item C. Resolution non-2020-3, implementing certain real property tax relief provisions of Act 15 of 2020. Before vote, I have a question. This is just for my understanding that the Somerset County commissioners have voted, this is just for this time period coming up for this year. This is that and only that. Is that correct, Jim?
That is correct.
Okay. So my feeling is in staying with respect to looking at the possible relief of some townspeople that could definitely use the help. It's also not out of step with what's precedent for the county. And we've got the history of just reading into that a little bit in the report of having 74% of those people that pay in the discount period of coming in. So, you know, you're close to three quarters of your population doing that. My personal feeling is I'm comfortable with that. I just wanted to make that comment and also throw those numbers out of kind of where we stand here in the borough.
That being said, I'll make a motion to approve. This is John Holden.
This is Mike. Go ahead, Joe.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and we have a second. Mrs. Gates, would you please take roll call?
Mr. Holden?
Yes.
Mr. Palo?
Yes.
Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
Mr. Galena?
Yes.
Dr. Ledney?
Yes.
Mr. Spinnis?
Yes.
Mr. Mash is absent.
Okay. So the next item, the approval of the resolution 2020-4, designation of agent for the DR-4506-COVID-19 for Wimber Borough. So this is the Wimber Borough resolution so we can get reimbursed. Is that my understanding?
Well, we're
correct?
Yeah. Well, we'll be designating Anson as the agent for the borough.
As that agent. Okay. Very good.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion for that.
Mike Bryant, second. We have a first and we have a second. This is Gage. Roll call, please.
Dr. Ledney?
Yes.
Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
Mr. Galena?
Yes.
Mr. Holden?
Yes.
Mr. Palo?
Yes.
Mr. Spinnis?
Yes.
And Mr. Mash is absent.
Okay. Moving on, item number E, approval of an application for Kurt Bassus. It's a curb cut that will occur at 1007 Somerset Avenue in Wimber with attached photos.
This is Joe. I make a motion we approve.
So Mike,
second it.
Oh, go ahead. Pino's got the second.
I think it was Jim.
Oh, that was Jim. I'm sorry. Jim has the second. Do we need a roll call for this?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? That passes. Okay. Item number F, approval to exempt the 2020 Spring Borough taxes for Deborah M. Hoffman as per Pennsylvania State Veterans Commission for real estate tax exemption as a disabled veteran. Jim, one quick question. You stated this is a five-year exemption.
That's correct. And again, there are two other residents in the borough that have been granted that exemption.
Great.
And both of them have been on the exemptions for quite a few years.
Motion to approve. This is John.
This is Joe. I'll second.
Okay, we have a first and we have a second. Would this be a roll call?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a roll call, please, Mrs. Gates.
Mr. Holden?
Yes.
Mr. Palo?
Yes.
Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
Mr. Galena?
Yes.
Dr. Ledney?
Yes.
Mr. Spinnis?
Yes.
And Mr. Mash is absent.
Okay. Moving on to number nine. So, announcing that the next meeting date will be June 9th, 2020 at 7 p.m. I also want to go on record and saying thank you, everybody, for getting the headsets. I heard no reverb or any background noise. I do appreciate that. So we did a great job on our end. Thank you for that. And with that, I am going to adjourn the meeting. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for
thank you, everybody, too.
Hey, Mike.
See you guys.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Mike, you're going to have to stop down here and sign some of these resolutions then.
I guess I saw that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll be down tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody.
Everything looked good, Dale.
Everything looked real good tonight.